Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have not one, but I have two special guests. I have asked Chad and Lisa to come onto the show. And the reason I've asked them to come onto the show is to give you a perspective that maybe you're not hearing around the water cooler. Now, I'm pretty confident that what Chad and Lisa are going to share with you today is not information that you hear around the water cooler when you're at work or at the lunch counter, because maybe this is your time to grab a bite to eat. So you flipped on the show and you're just kind of listening to other people that are doing things a little bit different in their life. Now, I have to tell you and be very upfront with you and let you know that Lisa is an educator by trade. I mean, she spent a long time teaching other people, and she spent 15 years in the school system. I believe she was in the public school system. And then after 15 years of doing that, she decided that she was going to step into the self-employed realm. And she basically built her own school, so to speak, and began instructing not only her kids, but other kids. And she did that for about 12 years. Well, in 2013, something happened in Chad and Lisa's life. Something that changed their life for the better. You see, in 2013, they became members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and they started at that very moment to slowly change their life. Now, I'll be very clear with you, just becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, just doing that alone is not enough to get you retired. It's going to take a little bit of work and effort on your part. But when you do the things that you're told to do, you can achieve great results. And we're going to get into some of these great results that Lisa's actually been able to accomplish, because Lisa's kind of taken the lead on a lot of the investments, but Chad is right there with her. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring them onto the show. We're going to get to know them, and we're actually going to learn a lot from the two of them. So Chad and Lisa, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, Al. Thanks for having us.
We're doing great.
Awesome. All right, so Lisa,
yes, sir.
Take me back like 8 years to 2013 when you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Why change what you were doing? I mean, you were self-employed. You had a successful school operating. Why change what you were doing?
Well, first, it was just to generate more income for our family. So we invested passively, and we were getting quarterly checks. So we actually bought an RV and started traveling and thought we were rich on one quarterly check because we were joining ourselves. And then my brother is Brian Sifford, and he actually called us and told us he was a passive also and said, hey, I'm quitting my job. I'm going to be a lead now. And so that's what piqued us to being a lead. We're like, hey, if you could do this, I could do this. So I got my CAM because I am an educator. So we got our education and we both have our IROP, and I started volunteering with Karen Fisher to make sure I liked it before I closed my school, because I loved what I did with my children. And I actually hired someone to run my school once we bought our first property. But it was just the freedom, you know, what it gave us, and just the life we have now, we could have never imagined back then. You know, it just opened so many doors for our family and enriched our lives.
Well, what were you guys doing for retirement planning prior to becoming members of Lifestyles Unlimited? I mean, as an educator, did you have one of those educational, like 401ks or whatever they call those things?
Yes, sir. I had a TRS, and actually, since I had homeschooled they sent me notes at 10 years because I had not been employed with SAIC for 10 years. So they're like, hey, you got to take your retirement. So I could let it in, but I took it out and we invested it passively. I had 25 grand in there at that time from that school district. And once I pulled it out, I got 16 grand. Well, for Kim Radiker's bill, I needed 25 grand. So that was the first time I'm like, well, let's do this. Let's save and get our first passive investment. So in that month, I saved $9,000. And that's when I realized, like, hey, I could save this money. Because before, we just went to Walmart. We just did whatever we wanted. You know, we didn't think about the future. We had Chad's retirement and everything was paid off, you know. So we weren't hurting for money in any way, but it was just a way to better our lives, you know. But once I saved that money, did I realize, like, hello, we could really do this, because I'm a very diligent person and very determined to succeed.
And Al, I have a pension, so therefore it's not your typical 401k. I mean, I can't touch it until, you know, I retire or resign. And I tell guys at work all the time, you know, if I could touch that pension, I could do a lot more with it than it. What it's doing now, you know. I'm looking forward to the day that I can actually pull it and actually make some money off of it.
Yeah, I'm there with you. How much money do you think is actually locked up in that pension? I mean, any idea? Do they give you?
Yeah, I actually looked into it a while back, and between the pension and the deferred comp that I've been investing in or putting money into, also because that was the typical retirement, right? So, it's a little over 200 grand.
Wow. I'm thinking 200 grand in Lisa's hot hands could do some amazing things for your family.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Doesn't it kind of make you frustrated that money is sitting in there and it's technically your money, but you can't touch it? You're not allowed to touch it?
Right. I mean, I agree. And I'll be the first to tell you, I hate being told what I can and can't do.
Yeah, you and me both.
I mean, especially whenever I know it's mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like somebody coming up to me saying, hey, you can't drive your truck.
Yeah, I mean, it's people telling you how to do things, which frustrates the heck out of me. So I'm right there with you, Chad. Now, let me just real quickly tell you, Lisa and Chad are about ready to blow your mind in the next segment, so you need to stick around. Trust me, this is going to be worth it.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I got to point out something very, very important to you. Very important. If you didn't pick up on this in the first segment, we're going to get into it in detail in this segment. And here's why. When Lisa was talking about where she got the money for her first investment, she said that she tapped into a retirement account that had about $25,000 in it. Once she paid the taxes and any other fines, so to speak, that maybe that were levied upon her, she had $16,000 in her hand, but she needed 25 grand. So she went to work literally saving $9,000 in a matter of a month so that she could have her $25,000 to get into her first real estate deal. And the point I want you to understand is that where there is a will, there is a way. See, Chad and Lisa are just like a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members. that come to us looking for the education to change their life that don't necessarily come with them a huge bag of money, so to speak. And as such, when they started off investing in real estate, they coupled together all their money and they were all in. But Lisa, you didn't stop at that first investment, did you?
No, sir.
Okay, so you got into a couple more investments. So you got to share with us, how did you come up with the money? I mean, if you had to just cobble together $9,000, where'd you come up with the rest of the money for all these other investments that you're making?
Well, on Kim Radiker's bill, she refinanced. She gave us back our $25,000. I gave that to Brian for our second passive investment we got in his bill.
Oh, Oakland. Wait a minute. Hold on. So Kim refinanced, gave you back your money. Did she kick you out of the deal because of that?
No, we got another check, and that helped us buy North Star.
So you got, okay, so let's frame this for everybody, because people don't understand how all this works. So you made that initial investment with Kim. Kim did everything that she said she was going to do, and she got to a point in her investment where she refinanced the deal, basically pulled cash out of the deal, returned to you the principal that you put into the deal. So you actually had $0 in that deal afterwards, but now you had $25,000 to go put into Brian's deal, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's pretty cool. All right, where did the money come from for the third one?
Well, so the third one was actually North Star Apartment. So we're receiving checks quarterly from Kim. Brian, it took a while to get the checks, but we did get them eventually also. So for Kim, I think we got $380. Brian, I think we got $750. And we thought we were rich, like $1,000 every quarter. So we actually bought an RV and just started traveling every weekend, living the lifestyle.
We're just going to get a jump start on this right now, right?
Yeah. And so we were so excited to be passive, and we just thought that's the way to go. We're just going to do this. But that's all the money we had. We had no more money until Brian refinanced or Kim sold or something. So Brian is my brother, and he actually called and said, hey, I quit my job. And I'm like, what do you mean you quit your job? And he's like, well, I'm going to be a lead. And I'm like, well, I could be a lead. You know, you're no better than I am. So Chad and I talked about it, and I'm like, if you want to do this, you know, we could suck it up and do it, but you're going to have to let me do it, because Chad likes toys. Chad had three trailers, had a big old truck, King Ranch 350. We had the travel trailer. We were on deer leases. We had deer feeders. We had the hunting, what are those things called?
I was living the life.
We had everything. We thought we were in already. And we, on the vacation, we kept listening to all the podcasts of Eve and Dale, and it was like, get rid of your toys. You could buy all this stuff back again. And Chad, we're like, can we really do this? And so once Brian called and said he was quitting his job, I was like, if you let me do this, we could do it. So I actually had yard sales that were $10,000 and $15,000. I sold the travel trailer, and the people that actually bought the travel trailer, I said, hey, when do you want to come get it? And she had said she totaled her truck that weekend. I'm like, let me make you a deal. So Chad actually came home, and I had sold his truck. I freed up $70,000 that one afternoon. And, I mean, it was just liquidating everything. Everything we had, I mean, I just sold it all.
hey, but, Chad, I need to borrow Lisa for an afternoon so that I can make $70,000 in a day. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
she
can make it happen. Yeah.
And that's just it. It's just being willing to sacrifice and get it done. And Chad likes toys, and the children like toys. But they were seeing, because I showed them our bank account. Okay, we have $20,000. Okay, we have $40,000. Okay, we have $60,000. Okay, we have $100,000. And just weekly watching your checking account increase, it's very stimulating. You know, it's like, oh, we could really do this. And so we started. I had volunteered with Karen Fisher because I didn't want to close my school, because I really loved my school. And just as
okay, now
Peter,
we have to tell everybody who Karen is, because they don't know.
Okay. She is the wife of David Fisher. He does the 2-day. She's very involved in the San Antonio Apartment Association, and they have been doing this a long, long time. She's actually a retired nurse from the military, but she was running their apartment. They just buy 8 units, 16 units, stuff like that, and she was managing those daily. So I actually volunteered with her, and I was showing units on the south side of San Antonio at 9 o'clock at night and stuff just to see if I liked it. And I did, so I actually hired someone to run my school during the day, and I worked with Karen. And then in the evenings, I got my CAM, so I'm a certified apartment manager, so I'd be aware of the laws and the rules and not break the law, you know, and just the education part of it. And then Chad and I both got our IROP, and we just saved money and got it done. So for North Star, we had saved all the money, you know, to make it happen.
I think it's really cool that you developed a relationship with Karen, and then as you were thinking about, you know, taking that step off the cliff and was talking to her about that, that she basically said, "Hey, Lisa, why don't you come check out what we do? I mean, let's walk the ground, let's see how things go, and let me expose you to all the ins and outs of what we do." And man, I mean, did you have to like give her like a big bag of cash to get her to do that for you?
No. So see, in teaching, you're a student teacher. You know, you're a student teacher before you're an actual teacher to see if you like it. So that was my game plan. I wasn't going to jump ship until I knew I could do this and be successful. And so I actually approached Karen, and she was all like, "Oh, no, let me help you educate you." And so she even helped me study for my CAM. I mean, and in lifestyles, that's what it is. It's a community of just helping each other and building each other up and helping each other succeed. You know, it's just a community of like-minded individuals that actually want the best for you, you know?
Yeah, I think that is the hidden gem of our organization, the relationships that we make with other Lifestyles members, and the fact that we are able to communicate with each other and share information with each other. And, you know, like in your case, have somebody like Karen who, like, owns a ton of apartment communities saying, "Hey, Lisa, let me show you how all this works so that, you know, you don't do something that you don't want to do." I'll tell you what, we're going to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this 70 grand.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Man, I'll tell you what. When you get 5 minutes with your guests, mano-a-mano, you really get into some very deep topics. Because as Lifestyles Unlimited members, nothing real estate or retirement related for that matter is off the table. We are willing to share all the information we can up to the point where we get us fired from our jobs. I mean, we respect that. We also understand that we have members of Lifestyles Unlimited that are relying on those jobs as they go through the process of getting themselves retired in about a 5-year time span. Now, Chad and Lisa, they came from a place where they didn't have a lot of available cash, but Lisa found a way to find that cash. As a matter of fact, once Lisa realized that they had a lot of depreciable assets, so to speak, in their garage and on their property, and that those assets could be sold to somebody else, she was able to literally raise 70 grand. Did you do that in a day, Lisa? I mean, did you get all that done, or did it take you a weekend?
No, it actually took a year. It was saving all our paychecks and yard selling and selling all of our toys.
And then freeing up the 70 grand was basically done in a weekend, Al. I mean, they between getting the travel trailer and my 350 you know, sold, that freed up.
That was just in an afternoon.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of deer hunters out there that are kind of mourning for you right now, Chad. You understand that, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, all his friends felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they felt bad for me, but not one of them invited me to go hunt. So that tells you how bad they really felt, right?
Oh, that's not nice.
No.
That's not nice. All right, so Lisa, you got 70 grand in your hand. Did you go buy new toys? What did you do with that 70 grand?
Nope, I just saved it, and we started looking for our first multifamily, and we found a deep value play. And so
What's a deep value play?
Well, I tell people it's kind of like Solo Serve or Macy's. So you buy something all pretty, cash flowing day one, or you buy something that needs major rehab and is not run right, full of roaches, full of bed bugs, whatever, and you fix the project, you know. So we had roof leaks. We had 9 and 15 people in the units, and we had siding that was rotten and major plumbing issues. But we got it all done. We got it all done really within a 5-month time period. So I worked very fast, but it's really been at us and our passive investors buying deep value plays because I'm able to rehab fast.
Yeah, I was going to say, 24. You did all 24 units on that property, correct?
I have one I have not touched yet. We've done we changed out the lighting, but it still has carpet in it on the property, and that one rents for a lower price.
Oh, okay. But 23 units in 5 months, that's some serious heavy lifting there.
Well, we had 18 families move out 2 months after we took over.
Uh-oh.
So that enabled us to
really ramp up stuff and get going and, you know, get everything rehabbed. That way we could bump up the, you know, the rents and get people in there. And so, you know, it was...
It really opened the door.
Yeah. I mean, I was actually on site watching these people move. I mean, they were literally helping each other move off property and...
Chad was freaking out.
Did you tell them they had to go, or why did those 18 families live?
No, they just knew that we were going to raise the rent. Well, you know how it is. You know, it's the new laws in town.
And they had 12 and 15 people per unit, which is against the law.
And, you know, and we had already told them that, you know, and so they just started packing up and everybody moving and you know, and it was a, like Lisa says, I mean, it was a blessing in disguise because we were able to really get in there and get going, you know. So
what did you do to these units to make them attractive to people?
Right.
We put wood flooring in them, and all the lights were like my grandmother had when I was a child. You know, they're $1.50 at Home Depot now. But we put all LED lighting in them, fresh paint, new fixtures if needed. We did different levels of upgrade to cater to the demographic, different levels of potential clients. So some we put ceramic tile in, like on the 5 or 6 1 bedrooms, I put ceramic tile and brand new black appliances. And I raised that rent extra $100. So we're getting $949 for that one bedroom. And then the other one just has the standard appliance just cleaned, and that one's $849. So we did different levels of rehab to cater to everyone.
So tell me about that 24th unit with the carpet in it. Are you just waiting for that resident to the lease to expire, or what's going on in there?
No, yes. She had come to me, and her income's not real high, and it was the last unit I had not turned, and I was fixing to turn it. She's like, I'll take it, you know, and I raised her to the market rent for the area. Everyone else is paying higher market rent because they have, you know, a newer unit. But it was just helping out a family and providing help. You know, she's got two single mom with kids, and helping her get established and fill my unit and me not paying the money to rehab it at the moment.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That is awesome, you know, because what you just said right there, Lisa, is completely in contrast to the perception that society has about us who own apartment communities. I mean, they think we're, you know, the Scrooge guy, or, you know, the Monopoly money man or something like that. But you made a decision to help a family and keep their rents at a level that was affordable to them, even though you could have possibly rented it to somebody else. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I feel like being in this industry is actually a blessing, because we're providing such better housing for people, you know, at what they could afford, but their living conditions are majorly improved because we're fixing the project.
So, Al, whenever we first took over, this is a North Star, is the first one that we bought. Whenever we first took it over, it was 1970 build, and it still looked like it was 1970. But the appliances, the light, the rent, you know, everything still, I mean, yeah, you know, it was still like it was, you know, 1975.
Oh, so everything had like Harvest Gold or
right,
those colors from back then? Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, so we went in and upgraded everything. We had one unit that we didn't know it because you couldn't see it and it hadn't rained yet, but whenever it rained, it would actually come in the second floor and go down the wall and on the inside. And nobody ever said anything to the...
Well, the owner didn't care.
Well, that's right. He did know. But so what it would do is the rain would come in and hit this... It hit this light switch for the balcony light and would trip the breaker. And the previous owner's answer to that, instead of fixing and finding where the leak was, or the water house was getting in, his answer was to don't turn the light on, wait till everything dries up, and reset the breaker.
What?
So, yeah. So that was our first order of business.
We did that the first weekend.
Yeah, I guess it was basically like the first weekend as we had taken it over at Rain, and we found out about it. And so we brought in contractors, I mean, literally that day, and removed all the siding and fixed all the leaks.
Yeah, we're going to break, Chad, but yeah, I'd agree with you, man. Those health and safety things have to be taken care of right away. We'll be back after this.
All right.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, guys. So, the North Star Apartments. Now, do you still own that property?
Yes, sir. It's on the market right now.
Oh, you're getting ready to sell it then?
Yes, sir.
Since we've joined, we've invested passively, and then in 2018, we bought North Star. 2019, we bought the Villas at Tarasco, and then in 2020, we bought Boardwalk at Windcrest. So we try and move on something every year.
Well, I'm kind of sitting back and I'm pretending like I'm your CPA and knowing what, you know, the results that y'all have been able to get on these assets, I'm thinking there is a significant difference between your net worth today as opposed to the day Lisa cashed in her teacher's pension.
Yes, sir. It's tripled.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So let me... Let me ask you this. You did two 24-unit apartment communities, and then you went to a 124-unit apartment community. Now, I noticed all of those have 24 in it. Is there any, you know, any semblance to that? Actually, what I'm getting at is why do a couple small ones and then jump in to a much larger one?
Well, like from the beginning, we had no money to get established, no money to do this. And so it's like, suck it up, save, make it happen. And then what we did was I refinanced. We bought North Star with our 100 grand. I wanted to buy something that following year because I had stabilized North Star within 5 months. So we had no money. So I cash refinanced my house, got money out of my house to buy our second property, refinanced North Star Apartments to buy our third property. So now I'm looking at selling North Star Villas of Trusco for our fourth property. So I'm just basically flipping money to benefit us. I mean, that's pretty much it. But it's working.
You know, I think there are people out there that think the two of you are absolutely nuts because you sold all your cool toys and now you're going out and refinancing properties to take money out of those properties so that you can buy more properties. I mean, aren't you just getting on this crazy roller coaster of debt?
No, because like when I refinanced North Star, we bought it for 1.3. When I refinanced it, the appraisal value was 2.7. It's worth 3.5 right now. And we took it from a Class B property to a Class B property. So the bank was majorly impressed with everything we had done. So it's worth more. So we're going to make more, you know. So now it's just leveraging your stuff to make it happen.
And, wow. And plus, Al, I don't have the typical 401k where I can pull it out. You know, the company I work for still has the old pension, you know, and needless to say, you know, even though, you know, I put into it and the deferred comp and it actually belongs to me, they basically tell me that I can't touch it, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it have been good to be advised, say, 20 years ago when you were thinking about doing that by somebody that would tell you in the future that maybe this is not the best and highest use for your money?
Well, it's also on what you're taught, right? I mean, you know, we were taught, you know, get up, go to work every day, provide a living, and then retire, you know.
And hope you have Social Security when
yeah.
you die,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's all we knew until we did the two-day, and then all the math made sense, and I'm like, hey, why aren't we doing this, you know?
So yeah, the day will come that I will pull the, you know, all my monies out, and like I said, hand it over to Lisa and triple it, so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually just running through the numbers in my brain right now because that's how my brain works. And I'm thinking, holy smokes, if we just get into that money, that's another, what, $5-7 million apartment community that Lisa can acquire and then turn into a $10-15 million apartment community based on her track record of doing these things.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow. This is so cool, you guys. I mean, I think it's just so amazing that once you wrapped your head around the concept of changing your lives, and Chad, I got to give you big props, dude, because I know that was not easy to give up status symbols. I mean, they're literally status symbols, but they're also ego symbols, you know, because we want other people to think, hey, I'm a great deer hunter, I've got the 350 King Ranch, and I've got, you know, all this stuff. You know, I'm keeping up with the Joneses, but now you guys aren't keeping up with the Joneses. You guys have blown past the Joneses.
Correct.
This is really
cool. And the guys that I work with, I mean, and I tell them all the time that, you know, technically if I was to stay, I mean, I'll have 8 more years, but you know, I'm looking at getting out sooner, you know, and I try to tell them, you know, what I say we've done, you know, like I said, you know, it's more Lisa than I, but, you know, where we were and what we've come to, and, you know, and they can do the same thing. They just cannot be afraid of change.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, we lost friends over there because people thought we were crazy. I mean, like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, because we really contemplated living, selling our house and living in our travel trailer. And we actually built our house and lived there for 20 years. And so people are like, what? What? I'm like, it's just a house. We can buy it back. And I mean, and where we're living now, like we bought the house. We're there. We're done, you know. And I mean, our children have picked out a place on this property to build their home, you know. So, and we're paving the way for the future for our kids. They look at money and they talk in the millions and billions, and we've never done that. Growing up, we never even did that, you know?
Yeah.
So I mean, they're 10 and 14 and they realize, you know, they talk about their jobs or going to college, but, you know, really they're going to be a real estate owner and then a vet on the side or a cattleman on the side in their spare time after running their properties.
So what everybody's full-time job is, they're looking at it. They're just going to do it part-time
yeah.
when they want to.
Yeah, go out and have fun doing it. Well, I mean, let's get to the brass tacks. Your two boys have capital invested in your investments, correct?
Yes, sir. I put $2,500 for them for each property, and they've already gotten that back. And they invested the $25 into Churrasco, and then we put $35 for each kid in Boardwalk. So we're looking at selling, so I'm doing the math, and my son, I homeschool, so they're with me in the office, and they have their desk, and my little one's watching me calculate the numbers and what we're going to walk with, and we get this price or this price or this price, and he's like, Mom, you can only take the first two because I need to walk with $12,000. So it's like, you can't take the lower ones, and they've already got their 25 back, you know, but they want a 400 to 500% return. They're not, you know, going down any more than that.
So, and now it's not that we put it in, it was actually their money. You know, they have saved and they have their chores that they do here, but we don't
pay them to read books.
Yeah, we don't pay them to do chores. You know, they live here, right? So they right. do the chores, but if they want any extra money, you know, we pay them to read a book and give us a quick overview. That's a little bit more quicker for me than it is mommy, because mommy is the school teacher, right?
So right,
she has
right.
a lot more in-depth questions, you know. So that's how they make their money and they save to invest.
And see, with Caden on his first birthday party, our oldest, I mean, I was older when I had him. I was 38, and we didn't need anything for the child, you know. So it was just college donations on his first birthday. So he got $900. I put it in the 529 plan. When we bought North Star, I cashed that out, and it was $700. So all in that 12 years, he had not made a dime. He lost money. And,
wow.
you know, so it was like, so like we just met it because they get money and they just save. They both have accounts. And it's funny because when I pay out the passes, the kids are like, Mom, I checked my account. I don't have my money in there. Did you forget to transfer my fund?
I was going to ask, do you pay them distributions too?
Yes, I do. So every time I pay, they have to do the math and tell me how much I owe them, you know, and then they watch me transfer it to their account from my account. But yeah, they're very excited because we got our COVID reserve. So they got paid out from all three properties this month. And
yeah, this is good stuff. And you know, what's really cool is that they're learning this at a young age, and they're learning something that's not being taught to them in school.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. And I mean, because my kids look at it, you know, Caden's 14. If I sell these two properties, he's going to have $30,000, and Lawson's 10. And then they're like, well, I'm investing it all in your next deal, Mom, you know, and they know, and they watch me do the books, and they watch me do all the passive reports. So they ask questions, how do we reconcile this? What do we do? So what they're talking about is not children kind of stuff. It's just the education we provided to them has been astronomical in their future and just paving the way for whatever they want to do.
Yeah, which
and
you've
they'll
done,
have a choice. It won't be a must.
Yeah, what you guys have done is you've provided them the most comprehensive financial education that anyone could receive. And they are living it, they're experiencing it. And when they come of age and become 18 and they can legally own their own properties, the sky is the limit. Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming on today's show. I know people out there learned a lot from you. And if you want to get started, like Chad and Lisa did, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.